Daf Kufnan Hey Amid Aleph. Yosei, there's a nagar, it's a peg. The Tolba Kilkul, the Nosimba Eruvo, and he put his Erev inside it. Behunda Schavin Lishvil Slamata Tachos Eilan. His intent was to have his resting place below, underneath the tree, meaning on the side of the tree, underneath this basket. The Matam Yitvachim, Ima Kilkul Basoch Yud Laaretz, if the basket is within 10 Tvachim to the Aretz, then Eruvo Eruv, and then his Erev works. The Huva Eruv, Rishas Rab, because both he and his Erev are in the public domain. Abul Amailam Yud, if the basket is higher than 10 Tvachim, the Stam Kilkul Rechova Arbo. And a regular basket is, a normal basket is more than 4 tefachim wide. Then the basket turns into a private domain. And his intent is to have his place of residence in the public domain. Therefore, he can't take the Erev out of the private domain and eat it. Since it's not a meal which he can eat, he's not able to use it to acquire his resting area, meaning his place of residence. Time of the Noatz Yosef, the Chi Shakula Eruvo Mishtamish Betzidei Tzadim, because when he takes the Erev, he is using the side of the side of the tree. Avalon Noatz Yosef, he doesn't stick a peg into the tree, Elokosher Betzidei Elon, if he just ties the basket to the side of the tree, then lo, then now he's not able to take it, because then he's using the tree directly, or the side of the tree, not the, with this thing in between him and the side of the tree. Hocha b'kukla d'chuka shab shapia tzara, it's got a narrow mouth, v'ktsara and short, v'machnas yod l'sechad b'doichik, is only able to force his hand in, do difficulty hilkach, therefore imamish ha'vekotar lo, b'tzidei ha'ilin, who's actually tied directly to the tree, b'shakalei l'ruve, when you take his erev out of it, meaning the food, which the erev is the food, then menilei l'ilin, he would move the tree itself, hilkach, therefore ki'iku yosid, when he puts in a peg into the tree, then who the sharetz one's allowed below, and if not, then low, it's not permitted. Hi, Dargo Midolot Sulama, the ladder, Sha'olam Bolusukas Noitz, and it goes into this craftsman's sukkah, Sha'isan al Gabi Kundisin Gavain, which is made on top of high poles, but he's Mukhla Ilan and is next to or resting on the tree, Lo Lindche, Roish Hasulam Adikla, don't rest the top of the ladder on the tree, Lo Yismach Roish Hasulam Litzadekla, you shouldn't lean the top of the ladder towards the tree, the chisolika, when he's going to come down, Mishnah the son is going to be using the side of a tree. Elo lindchei agavazoi lebar medikla yitaka yosed betzida ilin, you're sticking a peg on the side of the tree, yismuch asulim alavin, you rest the ladder on it. Now the yosed tzadim, because the peg is the side of the tree, the sulam, now the ladder is going to be tzidei tzadim, the side of the side, who's got that gap in between him and the tree. Chisolika lindchei lina kari al yosed ela Kanya, I'll shlivas asulam on the rungs of the ladder, o konim hayoytsim and kundisim, or different poles that are sticking out of the vertical poles holding up this little sukkah. My sister in the Mishnah, Beke, Omer is kushin shal shibolim, it's the shaft of the stalks, sha'oydim, they are tied together, matiranosim, you can let them untie them, shiyu, neichelim, behemel, oichlus, that the animal will be easy to eat them. Fasim, shikin, derechim, shemefazim, lebehemel, ha'asavim, they scatter out the grass to the animals to be able to eat them. The yochan lo laoichlan is kishehin dechukin when it's mischamimin, and it's easier for them to eat it when they've been scrubbed and heated up. Ain't maricha recha kovach, they don't smell so much because of it and then get disgusted by it. Esa keep him a fresh but gemara, the gemara is going to explain the vechin zirin, so do zirin. Ain't maraskin, ain't machaskin, you don't cut it off. Shachas, esa shel tfu, it's the grass of the wheat. The who a spasta, it's also called a spasta, mishum tircho, the low tzarklin is because it's not allowed, permitted because it's an effort that is not needed on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Mater b'cherub and ladakas, sheshineh hadakas, its teeth are not so strong, the kushin, and it's hard for it to eat. The Gemara, hein hein pekin, hein hein keepin kulin, kushin shel shiboylin, hein, they're all the shaft of the stalks, the mihu pekin is trays, two of them, shein and kashrum, which are not tied together, a little bit shnei rushin, meaning you're not even tied together, more than two tops that they keep. In this class, Kshurim, Gimel, Agudim, you've got three of them tied together. Zirin is the Arza, Anofim, Lachim, Shal, Eris, it's these wet, moist branches of Eris tree, Shem, Mizardin, Loisam, Uboidin, Lachin, and when they're still wet, Ru'uyin, Lebehema, they're fit for animal fodder, Ru'uy, B'nei, Adam, Enichim, Loisam, Eizma, most people use it for wood. Vachi, Kamar, Matir, Pekin, Omer, Mephasin, and the Kim, the Mekara, Oichlin, and since originally it was food, Mutu, Lutarech, Mehem, you can put effort into them, Lach, Shirim, to make them fit, to ready to be used. Besakipin, afhein matirin, you can also open them, untie them, fasten them, and scatter them. And the Rabban then Apapita Navishtrachai, even though it's a lot of work. Avalo Azirin, Lo Fisis Vilahat, you can't rub them and scatter them, and you can't untie them. They came in the Mekaris, Tamaya Lav Oichla, since originally it was not the stam usage is not. Normal usage is not for food. Now you're making it into food. It's as if you're making a new food on Shabbos. Some which originally was food. Before this fixing up that you're doing it, then you can put effort into it to makshirin and prepare them. They have foisim law to make it better and easier for the animal to eat. Both of them are by the shaft of the stalks, mashim, hit their bezeh, that which is permitted by this is permitted by that, the katani. And we said, Avaloa zirin is apispuskai, is on the rubbing and scattering. Bachi kamar matirim pekin and omer, close machu kosher, so long as it's tied together, lav oichlo, it's not food, umatiro, lishibu oichling, and untie it in order to turn it into food. Mashim tsar behema sherim, because of the pain of the animal that it's hungry, that it's permitted. Avapispus, but the pispus lo sagi de lo. That's not allowed. Why? The sagila behatara, because it's enough if you just untie it. This avid uchlan is turned into food. Bispusa is the tying by alma, who is just to make it taste better. Which umitach ba'oichel b'darvishu kfar oichel below tikkun zeh lo terchinan, and to make effort into food, which is something which is already considered food without the extra change that you want to put into it. Now that you're not allowed to put the effort in with sasin, as they keep in the arzo, but you are allowed to do the pispos on the branches of the cedar tree, the balab pispos lo havi ochel, because without the rubbing on it, it's not going to be food. Avaloa sazir, but not the zir, the pispos to rub on it, el lahatik shlosha gudehim, to undo three of them tied together, but bekin the hatar se gudehim, shave ochel, because undoing them being tied together, untying them, that is turning it into food. Emer askin, safe for the masisinis, and for mishnah, but hatayim, it's all one reason. Rechich, you learn cherubim, lachen, like moist, carobs, the ruin of Michael Behemoth, the low recent, the animals are able to eat it without being ground up. The recent today, the time of the almond, the grinding up is only for the actual pleasure, making it easier and nicer for the animal. The kushi caution, they're hard, but could go in shiyof, should they dry it out? For example, they dried out. The ili zutri, ayurim katanim, it's going to be small donkeys, shacha shachas kushal them, and even the shachas is hard for them, but tzvicha risuk, and they need to be ground up, the shiva oichle be turned into food. The dako in. The havalei shiva oichel, because that's turning it into food. The gasalot, the havalei mitach ba'oichel, is just putting effort into food for not the purpose of turning it into food. Imar the bishleim shama Rabbi Yehuda l'tanah kam. Rabbi Yehuda heard the tanah kam, but the omer he said mitach ba'oichlin is also the putting effort into food is also the imaraski berachichik omer, that which he says you can't grind up is talking about soft ones. Havalei shiva oichel shari, but turning something into food is permitted. Haynu the kam of Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Rabbi Yehuda will respond to him. Charubin the daka leslin the meser that. Carobs, turning chorav and carobs into for the a small animal is not permitted. Why the shabi uchlahu? Because that's turning into food. The afakav de rechichin, even though it is soft to start off with. El iem harta, but if you're going to say, because every time I come to the mitzvah, but uchlah shari, that just putting an effort to make the food a little bit nicer is permitted, then shabi uchlah is also, but turning it into something which is edible is forbidden. The emir asking the kamar, that's just that you can't grind up, is the adakushi ka'amar. He's saying that on the hard ones. Why? The shavit uchel havi, because it's turning it into food. Then Rabbi Yehuda mati becharuba ladaka bitmiya. It's a question. Hakol shekin del gasa lemitach ba'oichlahu v'shari. And certainly for a large animal, which is just effort into food, make it nicer, and be permitted. Okay, have a little missing. This is what he should have said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda mati becharuba ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda permits by carobs for a large animal. The have a little mitach ba'oichlahu, because it's just effort into the food. To make it nicer. So you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda says that turning into food is permitted, but putting effort into food is forbidden. The Hanukkah was talking about hard things which are hard for it to eat. And even by a large animal, it's something which is turning it into food. You should have just said Rabbi Yehuda is matters it. And that would be Ben Bedako, Ben Gasa. Makes no difference if it's a small animal or a large animal. And furthermore, Havalei l'mishri nami zirin lahatir l'fasveis. Should also by the zirin, he should permit it to both untie it and to rub on it. The shabi uchlo nami hu, because it's also turning it into food. The daikik says it's yofe medekes oichleim bepia. That it's very a little bit more pinicky, and so you got to chew up more its food in its mouth. Rabbi Tzoni Reisha ben Daka ben Gaso shmami da Daka mamash. Rabbi Yehuda a Tana Kama cover. Rabbi Yehuda is responding to what the Tana Kama had to say. Daf kuf nun hey, Ahmed base. As the Deluin had solution, which already
detached from the ground. We don't say that it's muksa for an animal because they are human food. Ashuni is cushioned their heart. Inami klovim the kamer bigurai sezuti. That which you said, talk about dogs, is by small ones. The puppies are called the veil of cushion, and any carcass of an animal is hard for them to eat. Ma'arvin atevin vespasa yachad. You can mix the tevin and the spasta, which are different types of straw and other partially grown parts of the wheat. But behemo chalas atevin, the animal eats the tevin b'shvil haspasta because it wants to eat the spasta. Tevin b'tiv the sari, the lochas is not fit for animal feather. V'hashta mashal ilchad. Now you're turning into food. V'hai sari is av sari legami. That one says rotten doesn't mean it's completely rotten. Da hilatina kaimo. That's only used for cement. V'asur l'talti and smuksa to move. Masis in the Mishnah. Ain't oisin machim lo sahar to have it eat a lot. Al karchov against its will. You force it to taichon l'begarni. You stick it into its mouth. Gemara mafarish loshon oisin oisin l'kamin obus. Pesuch meis as if you're making a trough inside its stomach. You trample it and push it into its iron into its mouth, throat, the barley. The meal, have it called kach. Come on, oisin, still not as much food as you're sticking in as much food as you would buy when we use the term oisin. Avo mal eaten, the first Gemara will explain the Gemara. Ema ma mirian. The first Gemara will explain the Gemara as well. Mahakinis, the first Gemara will explain as well. Why should I keep telling us to explain it? Just wait. That is considered a question. Ain nois in mayim lifnei dvarim mafarsh time of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain its reason imishum de im is unesam halav sheyotzim va'ochel besod. It's because you don't have to feed them because they can just go out to the field and eat. Imishum de maya ba'agma shrichlu, or because you can have the water is in the swamp and is common and it has what it needs. Hadrisas al shem coming from where they're from, and they are fed in their house. Gemara is on the Gemara. Ki hai gavna shayachelenu kolkach shachivenu me'el kol. So you can feed it so much that its stomach widens like a trough. At the inakura al gabo lemazayin is on it for food. Il derech levad shar mosois for that. So it has what it has for food on the trip, on top of the other burdens that it's carrying. L'makom she'ena yichay l'hachsa sh'teichu lo l'fnim, and basically, you can stick it in before, deeper in from the beginning of the throat. B'kli, b'tarvet with a spoon. V'safi v'dayim techon l'saf piv, you stuck it in the hands directly into the mouth. El yayne shavich b'tmi, it's a question, ben mai lo mai, t'yirche icha, why is it not permitted? Because what the effort is in over here. El alam in l'haktin in the masisin, l'makom she'ena yichay l'hachsa, namishan, and that which is in l'haktin in the Mishnah is a place where it can't come back out. And that's also permitted. Shemamim that we see from that the mal'itim, the agolim, the gamolim, that the mal'itim by the calves and the camels is l'mokum sheni yichal alachser. It's the place where it can't come back out. B'sharim is permitted. Elo the gabi behemo kari leha alta. When it's talking about the behemo, which is a domesticated animal, that's called alta. The gabi oifus, my bird, it's kari leh hilkut. It's called hilkut. Ba'karchach eimam mirin the ka'amar is b'kli. And that which is it, eimam mirin the Mishnah is talking about using a kli to feed the animal. Liolam mal hakidin the suffle be a diamond. Lamokum yohol lahaxer, in a place where it can come back. Aim is an esalacha de shkichi lahu bedavra, because it's found over there in the forest. Chazer aim is an esalacha de ar Yehudi shikad lachazir, because it's a curse of a person against a Jew raising pigs. My season nami dek, the afilu shodi kamayu nami lo, even if you're going to throw in front of it, it's also not. The shkichi ba'agma aval mazainis lo shkichi lo, but water is common for it, but food is not common for it over there in the swamps. Shem lozai samu otin, she ain't odom chos alov, losses lo mazainis ha, because a person doesn't have such mercy on it to give it a lot of food. Kamatisha b'mei, of the kelov she'ochal boser mace, and a dog which ate human, a dead human flesh, who mace, and the dog dies with in a house. Within 3 days of it eating the human, then if metamo oil, then the house will become tummy with tumas oil. Aval b'chayim, but while it's still alive, then lometam doesn't go for the tumo. Why did tumo belua b'bali chayim lometam? Because when you have swallowed up tumo in a living creature, it doesn't give off tumo. Kedem Rabbeim Amakshes, we say over there in Maseches Chulin. Shmami nami the kamer shehikpid Hakadosh Baruch Hu al mazonos, that says the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is curious about its food. Mashach oydei me'at kamo oysam, a small bit, like a small amount, like its ear. The chutra basri yakahil b'makil, she hit it with a stick, miyad immediately, shalohim argil ezel, shouldn't come back to you for more food. Avol b'masa lo leisav le'midi, don't give him anything, e la'av didehu, if it's not your own dog. Mishun asil b'misach basri, v'yasidu, it's going to come coming back to you, and you'll end up losing money by having to feed it. Less the utter mechazir shekol maichol royel, any food it's, it can eat. It can eat any food. No moisi lechol, and it finds food to eat. Af machim lo harbi yosif, people give it a lot to eat. Kabasi the rabbi Yehuda shehamro lo mokum she'en lo yochol ha'achse. That when the word hamro means he's sticking into a place where it can't come back out. Poikis es pia, noisin chikab lesach pia, shelotuchal leskapia. You're going to put this like bit into its mouth and to force its mouth open so it cannot close the mouth afterwards while you're feeding it and stuffing it. And the water causes the karshin to draws it down as the water is going down, it draws down the karshin into its throat, al karcha, against the animal's will. You can put it into its mouth. Sometimes you don't sit down, you can't stick in so much. Laksirin can come back out. Masis the money, the katani noisim mayim lesoch hamborsin, they can put mayim water into the morsin. The noisim is mayim lav lozehu kibulo. Now putting water in is not considered mixing it together, doing what would be called moch of losh and kneading. Avi Rabbi Yosi Moide, the zel kibulo, this is called kneading it together. Kali is kemach shel tabu, it's the flour of wheat. Shinis yasha, which has been dried out, kashin kiloyos. While it's still stalks, batana in an oven. Boisa kemach leolam motuk, that flour is always sweet. Who kimcha davshuna? That's also called kimcha davshuna. Ba'isim menu shesisa, and you make this thing called shesisa. Meshemen v'mayim u'melach, from oil, water, and salt. Shema arvim boy, that you mix in it together with it.